السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. Hello, my kiram, most respected brothers and sisters at the Madan Sadhus, listening over receivers. From the beginning of Shaban, we have been listening about the coming of the night of Barat. Even on the tongues of little children who go to the madrasas and maktabs, they too are returning and talking about this 15th night of Shaban that is coming. And we know the virtues of the night. But I'm not going into a discussion of the virtues of the night of Barat. But one of the issues that is discussed there is the handing over to the angels of the list of people that are going to die or are going to be born. Babies that are going to be born. People that are going to die in the coming year. This is one secret that nobody has the knowledge of. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows when, where, how a person is going to die. The detailed knowledge of a person's life and death is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this majlis of zikr, we discuss those items or those issues or those topics which either light up the love of Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, bring the realization that there is such a thing as akhirat, that this world is temporary. There are many, many things that we can discuss and we do discuss, but in this particular majlis, which is majlis of zikr, these are the issues that we normally discuss. To give us the boost, because Laylatul Barats can come and go, Laylatul Qadrs can come and go, but if we don't have that ishq and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and if we don't have that deep-hearted realization that there is an akhirat, it's not just a vague knowledge. We all say there is akhirat. But one is just the knowledge of it, and the other is the yaqeen of it. The yaqeen that there is an akhirat. Because the Quran Sharif has informed us. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has informed us. In the night of Mi'raj, he was shown Jannat, he was shown Jahannam. We can disbelieve what we have seen with our eyes, because our eyes can see lots of things incorrectly. A person whose vision is weak, then he can see lots of things incorrectly. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's information, we believe more than what we see with our eyes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he informs us, then we believe that more than what we would see with our eyes and believe. Hazrat Maria Qibtiya, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's son Ibrahim passed away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his male issues, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took them away. And that is where the kuffar then were taunting and criticizing or mocking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then revealed. Because they were saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's progeny will be cut off. There will be nobody to really carry out the message of Islam, because there's no male issue that is surviving. And generally they related it to the male issue, that the male is the person, or the son is going to be the one who will continue with the mission of the Father. People get very excited and very happy when the son is born, because they say the son is now going to take over our empire. But many a times that son leaves the parents and is gone. He doesn't even ask what is happening to those parents. He only pitches up after the parents are gone, or after the father is gone, to find out how much share is there in that property for him. Many cases, children are gone. They are unconcerned where those parents are. But the moment they get the message that the father has left the world, then straight away they pitch up. Then somebody from amongst the heirs, or somebody from amongst the executors will say, but you were not around all these years. Now suddenly you pitched up. Say, but don't I have a right according to Sharia? Doesn't the Quran Sharif give me a right, even though I may not have made salam to them for 20 years? But I have a right in Quran Sharif, and I believe in Islam. I believe in the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there suddenly we become so strong in our Iman and Islam. But even though that person may have weak Iman and Islam, but it is his right. We can't deny it. So this is what generally happens. So what I am getting across to you is that we believe. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us as Maria that if you want, I can ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to show you in Jannat where your baby is. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was grieved. He shed tears also. And that is the kamal and the greatness of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious and the righteous who follow them, that they keep a balance. We do get some incidents where somebody, upon the death of his child, began laughing and smiling. So somebody said that this wali of Allah Ta'ala, his status is very, very high, because he was laughing and he was smiling. When somebody asked him, why are you laughing and smiling? Your baby, your child passed away. So he said, Allah Ta'ala's hukam. So I am happy on whatever was Allah Ta'ala's hukam. So therefore I am laughing, therefore I am smiling, therefore because I have accepted Allah Ta'ala's hukam. So there is no doubt there was wilayat, there was piety, and there was that kind of yaqeen and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that kind of belief that everything happens with the will of Allah Ta'ala. So that was in its place. But then will we say that now his status is higher than that of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who shed tears when his son Ibrahim passed away. His son Ibrahim passed away, he shed tears. And he said, Ya Ibrahim, inna bi firaqika la mahzunun. We are grieved at your passing away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shed tears upon the passing away of his son. And here this wali of Allah Ta'ala is smiling. So we will say that that was a hal and a condition of that wali. But the kamil and the perfect way was that of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he balanced the both rights. On the one hand, if you look at the what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said after that, I'm just giving the gist because majlis of zikr, we're not going into detail, was that he accepted that it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wish, Allah ta'ala's will, Allah ta'ala's hukam, so therefore the tongue is not going to say anything in which outwardly also there is some kind of complaint of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wisdom and Allah ta'ala's hikmah and Allah ta'ala's hukam, that why did he take my child away? Nothing of that sort. There was an acceptance, total acceptance. Who could have had more acceptance than Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But on the other hand, he balanced it that there was a right of the child also over him. There was a right that the child also enjoyed. So there was a balance, that the tears were for that right. To show the ummah at large that was going to come, it's not that he could not have withheld his tears. If somebody has to tear upon the loss of some child or some family member, the wife, the parents or somebody, and then somebody else never teared, so then we mustn't do comparisons and say the person who never teared, just look at it, what a great status and position he has. Yes, as long as that person is not complaining, is not saying, why my child? Allah Ta'ala couldn't have taken somebody else's child, na'uzubillah. Or this person should have still lived for a very, very long time. Then I wouldn't have been suffering. Many women folk, if they lose their husbands, then they say, if only my husband remained for another 20 years, 30 years, then I would not have had to go through all these type of difficulties. Or the children say, if my parents still survived and lived for number of years, then I would not have been left unattended. This is what is objectionable. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is not going to ask us, when must I take this person? He sends, Lai hayat tu aaye, qada le chali chale. Na apni khushi aaye the hum, na apni khushi chale. Lai hayat tu aaye, qada le chali chale. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who come we came into this world. And when maut comes, the person packs up and goes, whether he likes it or not. Na apni khushi aaye the hum, na apni khushi chale. All of us came here to the masjid now. We came happily to the masjid. Nobody dragged us, forced us. Unless, of course, somebody was troubling the father very much, some youngster, and the father dragged him and pulled him and brought him here. So we make those exceptions. But generally, we came with our happiness. Person comes with his happiness. We do with our willpower that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. But did anybody sit and decide before coming into this world whether I must come or not? So like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take the person when he has planned. All the doctors and physicians and surgeons and specialists, all put them all together, the entire world. And that person whose life is going to end, tell them, use everything that you have at your disposal and save this person from dying. Yes, if there is still hayat left, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will put some effect in that medication or in that surgery and the person will survive. But if the hayat has ended, if the time has up, then the surgeon cannot save his own life. Where can he save somebody else's life? So, لَاِي حَيَاتَ تُعَيَ قَضَى لَي چَلِي چَلِي نَا اپنی خوشی آئے تھے ہم نَا اپنی خوشی چلی جو آیا ہے یہاں آج ایک دن جائے گا کوئی دم میں یہ دم نکل جائے گا. This is the only break that we have. Therefore, in most of the majalis of zikr that we have, we discuss this because those people who have been somehow able to restrain themselves or get out of those evil habits, and especially those who are doing it in secrecy and privacy, people like us who come to the masjid, sometimes we in first saf, sometimes we making tilawat, sometimes zikr, sometimes ibadat. So then we take it for granted that if it's privacy of the hotel room, privacy of our house, of somewhere nobody is watching, then quietly, secretly, we can also go to those porn sites, use our cell phones for haram purposes, or talk to our illicit beloveds, or communicate via the different means that we have now, because nobody is watching. So when we say that develop that much love of Allah Ta'ala, that it becomes easy to give it up, we say we don't have that much love. And then when we talk about khawf and fear of Allah Ta'ala's azab, then we don't even have that much khawf and fear. Because one of the two things was going to restrain us, either it was that much love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we ponder, we reflect, we think deeply how much of ni'mats and bounties Allah Ta'ala has given to us. How much? Our sight, our hearing, our speech, as we always say, heart, liver, lungs, all functioning. And no bill is coming also. One entry into the hospital today and look at the thousands of rands bill that a person gets. Private hospital. And sometimes it's just a slight wound that the person has suffered. But just for that, and here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, look at the system from the day we are born. We are using these faculties. And then as we grow, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increases. He gives us knowledge, He gives us intelligence, He gives us all the ni'mats and bounties. And again there is no bill and no charge. No charge for sunlight. People who make use of the rays of the sun, they charge us. It's a solar system. We're using solar power. But we'll charge you for the solar power. They will charge us. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala didn't place any charge. So my bandhas use, the sun is for you. Waters of the ocean for you. Oxygen, which is something that you cannot survive without. The most expensive item should have been oxygen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala should have, if He had placed a charge on the oxygen, would any one of us have been able to pay? Now we don't think over these things. Whole system is for us. So So now if the person looks at all that, then it should develop that muhabbat, that how can I disobey that Allah Ta'ala who is so kind, and then obey. Accidental sin is a different thing. And if we don't have that much muhabbat, then fear the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Look at the world around us, how many places, what kind of disasters. We're not talking about the nations of the past now, we're talking about recent times. And every day there is a new disaster somewhere in the world. So all these things when we ponder over, then we should give up the sins because we know what is going to be the consequence. Now we don't even have that kind of khawf of Allah Ta'ala's azab. We say it came there, that's all. Or send some money there and help here and a little bit of help there, that's all. No taking lessons from it. So then what else is there that will restrain us? It is that khawf of sudden death. That is why we keep on talking about sudden death. Any person who gets this realization that death can come suddenly, then he cannot be in a wrong place. He just cannot be. The person who knows that he can die suddenly, can he be in a prostitute quarters? Can he be in the arms of some prostitute when he knows that he can die suddenly? Haven't people died suddenly? One person went to an illicit beloved's house. True story I'm telling you, not fairy tales here. In wuzu in the masjid. And the person died. And they phoned me up and said, this is what happened. What must we do? Died in the house of his illicit beloved. In a very inappropriate manner. I can't go into any details. Now she got a shock of her life. What is he going to do? So from another town, another place, don't speculate. I just now will run to conclusions. But I just want to tell you what can happen. So now they ask, somebody phoned me from there, they say, what do we do? So whatever a person may have done, we must find a way out for him. Let's try and safeguard his respect. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows only how he will deal with them. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, my ummat is ummat marhuma. Forgiven ummat. Now that doesn't mean nobody will go into Jahannam and suffer any kind of azab. But what it means, the majority, that is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise them, forgiven. So different explanations are given, and one of the explanations is that when this ummati of mine will go into the qabr, he will go with sins which would have brought him azab and punishment. That because of the sawab that people are sending, and it always happens if somebody dies, then we say read Quran Sharif and send sawab, read Durood Sharif and send sawab, give some charities and send sawab, build one, or dig one well and send sawab. Now people are sending sawab. So because of the sawab that people are sending to this ummati who passed away with lots of sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes that azab and raises him clean. And look at the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he becomes marhoom. That's why we said marhoom. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now forgives him because of all the sawab. Therefore we should not be just engaging in idle talk and chit-chat and unnecessary discussion outside the houses of people where some mayyat has taken place. Outside the homes of people where some mayyat has taken place, it's like party carrying on. Gossip about everything in the world, why we are waiting for the janazah then to come out of the house so that we may take it to the masjid. Now, how many people are required to carry the janazah to the masjid? Or to take it and put it into the van? Or to the hearse and transport it to the masjid. How many people are required? 500 people have to stand around there. And then the ladies are coming also. They can't find a way into the house. They can't find a way out of the house. Because all the doors and exits and entrances are all occupied. Unnecessarily. If we went, they convey our taziyat, our condolence. And thereafter get away to the masjid. Or get away to the home. Leave a few people who are close family members there. They will transport. And bring it to the masjid or wherever the janazah is going to take place. But the rest of the people sitting there and talking about everything else except the mouth. The reminder that was there was that corpse. That was a reminder. Look at that boy. Look at this person. He may have been a multimillionaire. He could have been a billionaire. He could have been a great Mufti Sahib, a great Qari Sahib, a great Haji Sahib. Or he could have been a footballer. He could have been a cricketer. He could be a person of international fame and name. But now look at it. What is there? Nothing. So what is he going to take with? What has he taken with? Now if he had good deeds to his credit, and he was charitable, he was honest, he was truthful, he was pious, he was righteous, then people will be saying good things about the person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw one janaza, he said, wajabat. After a little while, another janaza passed, he said, wajabat. So the sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what is this wajabat, wajabat? What became wajib? What will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless this person with? So the first janaza, I'm giving you the gist. So the first janaza, I say, people spoke very good. Person was like this, was like that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made jannat wajib for you. And the other person, people spoke bad. This person was terrible. How many people, how many wives, they say, I wish this husband dies. Someone even asked, Allah, in jannat will we get the same husband? And how true it is that people as children are even waiting for some parents to die. Ye kaisi manzil, ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain, na koi apna na hum kisi ke. Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain, na koi apna na hum kisi ke. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, I went off, came back on track. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Aliya that if you want, I can ask Allah to remove the curtains and show you in Jannat how your baby is enjoyed and being nursed by the angels there. So what did she say? Any other woman in the world, any other woman, or even a man, would have said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that mu'jiza of yours, I will see with my own eyes from here to Jannat. Don't delay, immediately ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to show me the way. Anyone would have done that. What a lesson that woman left for us. Wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a lesson. What did she say? That if you are saying so, it is sufficient for me. She believed the word of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam more than she would have believed the eyes. Ah, what kind of iman that is. Which one of us would have said, no, it's alright, I believe you, what you said. Now we can go on and on, we're going to make a little of zikrullah. So again, since we just spoke about some deaths, that is the brake, it's a brake. Every vehicle must have some brake. Whether it is a train, whether it is a plane, whether it is a bicycle or scooter, everything has got some kind of a braking mechanism. Then you'll say, what about this human being? His 2 feet also, this braking mechanism there. Can't you stop when you want to? Then there's sometimes the person keeps on rolling even if he wants to stop. So that happens with cars also. Sometimes the brakes fail. So what you can do? So this mouth, sudden death. Yes, so that person, I said, well, cover up his respect and he's a Muslim, whatever happened, happened. Make dua for his maghfirat. But now that embarrassment and shame, I said, tell the people that he was owing some, in that home somebody was owing him money. So he went there to collect the money that he was being owed. Speak some white lie like that. Or for some other reason he went there and suddenly collapsed and died. There are so many incidents of this kind I can give you a chain. So let us take lessons from these things. Now the person who would have been conscious that my death can suddenly come, would he have gone in there? Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. न कुछ काम आएगी शाही तेरी, न कुछ काम आएगी शाही तेरी, फकीरी से कुछ काम बन जाएगा. Na kuch maal aur daulat na ban jayega. Nothing will go with the person except his actions, his deeds, his amal. Whatever he has done, that goes with. Make use of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. You are given ni'mat so that you make use of it. Use for yourselves, for your families, for the neighbors, society. Do good deeds and actions. Nobody stops us. But don't abuse that ni'mat. Don't misuse that ni'mat. Look at the hundreds of thousands of friends that we wasted recently. Where did it go? What did we really get? What did those people get? A few minutes of pleasure on the ice, that's all. And then we cry over Palestine, we cry over all the other places where people are dying of starvation, hunger and everything else. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Ke dal dal hai tu isme san jayega, ye rangi rasili ye chehra haseen. Ke mitti mein mal ye badan jayega, ke mitti mein mal ye badan jayega. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding. All these pretty faces will turn to dust one day. All those people who are giving their lives over pretty faces. Love your wives. The sunnah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will love you. Any other pretty face, no matter how pretty it may be, that we are buying the curse and the lanat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How many times I have mentioned that taking this world, photographers are chasing after that Miss World. After a little while she must meet up with an accident and her body catches on fire and she gets third degree burns. Now see how many photographers chase after her. Show me one company or one newspaper or anybody else. They say, what a beauty there is now. What a beauty. Finish. So where are we wasting our lives? Have qanaat. Have satisfaction in the heart. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given some wife who doesn't have very good qualities or some weaknesses and shortcomings, then overlook it. Because we are rijal, we are men. And think that Allah Ta'ala will give in the akhirah. Otherwise the person's desire will never end. The more the salty water the person drinks, the more the thirst will increase. If you have to tell a person that now you have seen all the pretty women of the world, there's just one left, they say, yes, show me that one to where she is. That's the mizaj of nafs. Benisha, benisha ho gaye har nisha, qabr mein khaak chhani, magar kya mili? Phool mur ja gaye, chandni dal gayi. Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kari. Phool mur ja gaye chandni dal gayi. Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kari. Be nishaan ho gaye har nishaan, qabr mein khaak chaani, magar kya mili. After some time, go and dig up the graves and see what's left there. Will you see any colors there? The beautiful colors of the flowers, red, blue, yellow, everything else, go to the park. And after they have fallen and they've turned to dust, now shake the dust and see, look for those colors. So let us give our hearts to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in that we'll enjoy this world too and we'll enjoy the akhirah. Don't ever think this world will become boring. That's the biggest fear of young people. 90% of those of you who are here in this large crowd are young. Now this is the fear, that what will happen if we give up sins? Where will enjoyment be left? The real and true enjoyment you will then get. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless me and bless you and everybody else with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ae mere maula meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. By the love of Allah, with your kindness, with your ihsan, with your favor, dono jahan de. Give us the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. My beloved Allah, we know we are deserving of your wrath, of your anger, of your azab, of your punishment. If you shake the ground beneath our feet and ask the earth to swallow us up, we know we are deserving of that. If you send the gale force winds against us, if you send the tsunamis to wash away all of us, we know we are deserving of that. But you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are seeking aman from you, security, protection from your azab and from your anger and from your heart.
Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummi. De karam aaya. Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam
آیا. اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا
وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاخْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَاخْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا آنتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ. My beloved Allah, my Rahim, my Kareem, most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no other door that we can tap, my Allah. Forgiveness lies with you. Your treasures are unlimited. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. My beloved Allah, if your forgiveness ocean is so vast that just one drop is sufficient to forgive the entire mankind. Ey Rabbe Kareem, humare haal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us, floodgates of your forgiveness. My beloved Allah, we have gathered here for this majlis of zikr with great hope and umeed. We dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins, my beloved Allah. We are ashamed. Hum sharminda hai. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. You blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our hands and feet, with our heart, liver and lungs, all persons, with our heart and mind. Ey Rabbe Kareem, you blessed us with so much of faculty. You gave us the intelligence. We use our intelligence, we use the wealth, we use our sight, we use our hearing and speech and all ni'mats of yours for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. He would have ordered the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. He would have sent the tsunamis against us. My Allah, how tolerant you are. How tolerant you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel around. Ey Rabbe Kareem. And yet we have abused so much of your ni'mat, so much of your ni'mat. My Allah, we are ashamed. The life that is gone, but Ya Allah, the life that remains, keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tamam. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The light of day or darkness of night. Oh, my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You are aware of every action of ours. You who bless billions and billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions? You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, shame and disgrace upon us there and then. But my beloved Allah, you don't love giving punishment. You are most merciful. You love forgiveness. We are seeking, my beloved Allah, forgiveness for ourselves, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ab to hame apna bana le, hamara ban ja. How long are we going to walk the path of sins and disobedience? A day is going to come when the angel of death is going to squeeze out from our bodies, from every limb and every part of our body, the soul is going to be squeezed out. Ek din, marna hai aakhir maut hai. Hey, tujhko muh dikhana ek din. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action.
Only the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den, adultery, fornication, porn sites of the internet, haram television viewing, filthy magazines, popping drugs in our mouth, for any kind of haram. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. When a person is arrested, then he has to make an appearance at the court. They cover their faces with jerseys and with jackets because they are ashamed. Ya Allah, they do not wish to be seen by people. In the day of Qiyamah, in the presence of billions of ummatis, how are we going to hide our faces? Don't allow any kind of embarrassment to come upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of us. Ya Allah, because of us, don't allow my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to suffer any kind of embarrassment. He sacrificed so much for us, so much for us, his whole life was for the Ummah. His Mubarak blood, one drop which was more precious than the heavens and the earth and all that it contains. Yet Allah, how much of his Mubarak blood was spilled in Taif, in Uhud. The mountains of Uhud are witnesses. The plains of Taif are witnesses. That your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of his ummah, how dogs were put behind him, how stones were thrown at him, how he was insulted, how he was mocked and criticized, how he falls down unconscious. Yet he makes dua, Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Any other Nabi would have said, now crush them between the mountains. But if they had been crushed today, Islam would not have reached us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us the tawfiq to realize and understand that his sacrifice is for the Ummah. Let us be Ummatis that are worthy of being called Khairul Umam. It does not be an embarrassment for Islam and for the Deen, for the Quran and the Sunnah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, aaj raat hume bakhsh. These Mubarak days and nights, my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq, turn to us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah, with burial in Makkah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove the difficulty. Those who have no employment, bless them with halal employment. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, but children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back, my Allah, onto Sirat and Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq to give those children proper upbringing, to clean out their homes and lives from all that is causing the corruption. Hey Rabbi Kareem, bless us in barakat in our businesses, our home, our life, our time. Bless us in barakat with every ni'mat and bounty that you give us. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. And those who have lost their parents, wives, sisters, brothers, family members, Ya Allah, whosoever has passed away, fill the grave with me. bless them with Jannatul Firdaus and give the family members kith and kin, sabr, jameela, jameela. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering and problem of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they may be. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness, bless the ummah with that goodness. And all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.